Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
And now, there were very dramatic scenes on the Champs-Élysées in Paris yesterday. 29-year-old Tipperary cyclist Sam Bennett crossed the finish line to win the final stage of the Tour de France, and we were all cheering him on as he claimed the coveted green jersey. 3 weeks, 58,000 metres of climbing, 3,500 kilometres on the road. Sam Bennett is on the line now. Congratulations, Sam.
Hey, how are you? Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm still on a high. Still super excited. Sorry now if there's a bit of road noise. I'm on the way to the airport back home to Monaco, but just on a high today.
Well, look, we're delighted to get to talk to you. As I said, the whole country was watching you yesterday as you crossed that finish line. Can you take us through? I know you're on the road there, but go back to that moment if you can. What was going through your mind as you crossed that line?
I don't know. It's just it's a finish. The Champs-Élysées, you know, it's like the World Championships for sprinters, and it was a race that I watched over and over again as a kid. And it was a really exciting feeling. Can't describe it, and it's in the last 50 meters, I thought maybe somebody would come past me, but last 10 meters, then I knew I had it. So. Very special moment in my career, and something that will always stay with me.
We have your mother on the line as well. I'm sure you've been talking to Helen since you won. Helen, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Claire.
You must be so proud of him.
Absolutely. No words can express how excited and proud we are. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
It's surreal. We're just still in a dream world here. Trying to just comprehend what Sam has just done. He's achieved so much and we're just super proud.
And Sam, I mean, I was struck by what you said. You know, you said, I never thought I'd be strong enough to do it, what you did yesterday. You must have believed, though, you had it in you.
It's always something that you dream of when you're growing up. But when you're given the opportunity, you always have to try and take it. As a sprinter, and you always have to try and have that confidence, and then when you have a team that are really driving on the race and are really giving their all for you, you want to finish the job off.
And Helen, for you, it must have been tough not to be at the finish line.
Oh, our hearts were broken. We were here with Tara's mum and brother, and Sam's brother and dad, and we were all just we were just saying, we would give anything to have been there. But, you know, sometimes it's even easier to watch it on TV because I can move in and out. I can just close my eyes. I can walk away and just pray and come back in.
You FaceTimed each other, is that right?
We did, and it was really great fun because groups of friends and families and fans of Sam came into the courtyard, all with their masks. It was amazing. And Sam happened to FaceTime. And he was showing us the Eiffel Tower as he was passing, and it was just incredible. And then we were showing him everybody outside, and they were all screaming and cheering him on.
And Sam, are you aware that your granddad has become an online hero?
I saw the video. It's pretty gas. I'm going to give the poor guy a hashtag.
Will you just bear with us? We want to play you a little bit. This is Pat Cashin. He's 89. This is your dad, Helen.
It is. I told him he stole my thunder.
Listen, it was so lovely to watch. Everybody was in tears last night when they saw this.
Come on, Sammy. You're going to be all over the place in a moment as you cheer these guys on and punch the air. Somebody's going to be doing that. Here we go. Oh, it's just about 500 metres to go.
This is it, buddy.
Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam.
Going on right now as Michael Moorcock picks him up. The others are going to be in the frame here.
Sam, I promise you, I'm not deliberately trying to make you cry, but I'd say you're close to it, are you?
There's gas.
He's funny, Dad. And unfortunately, Claire, with the elderly. We have to be so, you know, conscious with the COVID. And my heart is broken because I was afraid to have him in a crowd, you know, because his health would be compromised.
Absolutely.
So, and then with all the new cases. So, in fairness, I was so happy that he did. We were on to each other. We were ringing each other. And Daddy would start, and next minute it would be just, he can't talk because he's crying.
Ah, gosh. And Sam, when will you get back to see everybody here?
Don't know, because, with COVID, it's very hard to travel. I know the national champs are meant to be on in October sometime, but it doesn't look like I'll be able to make it with Team Judy. Have a few races due in Belgium, and they're trying to limit my travel. So, to be honest, I really don't know when I'll be back in Ireland. I'll be back sometime later in the year, I think.
Well, Sam, the last time we spoke, it was just before the Alpine stages, and you were facing into a really tough couple of days. I mean, how are you physically today, or do you even know at this point in time as you make your way to the airport?
No, well, what I found in Alaska on tours is it takes nearly a week for it to hit the body. You're still kind of on a high, and your body gets into a real rhythm every day. It just gets into this cycle. So you almost have to detrain off it, off that workload, and keep riding the bike for a few days before you take a few days off. So still have to train for the next few days, unfortunately.
Okay, despite the fact, I'm sure was there a party last night?
Well, we can't. we had a few drinks at the team bus, where we had our bubble for the whole tour. But yeah, that was all we could do.
Right.
But yeah, I think the tiredness will hit me after a week or 10 days.
Quite enough celebration. And then Helen, I mean, I know you've been watching Sam cycling for all of these years, but it must have been a stressful couple of weeks, or was it?
It was. I think my nerves are shattered. It was the most difficult Tour de France, and keep hearing that from everybody and the mountains. And what Sam was doing was phenomenal, and we were just in awe of him, you know. But every day, every evening, I would be shattered. I literally did sleep in the night because I was just absolutely shattered just watching him, and it's just incredible.
I don't know if you remember him cycling for the first time as a little boy, do you?
I do. I remember the exact time that Sam, he had such balance. He walked very early on at 7 months, 7.5 months. And friends of ours, their kids were at the back, and we had a tiny little bicycle that had stabilizer on it. And you had to backpedal with the brake. And they came in to ask, could they take off the stabilizers? He was no more, I'd say if he was two. And I thought, well, how far can he fall? He's out in the grass, and the bike was tiny. And he took off from there. And he used to cycle around Wervik in Belgium on the little bike, and people used to stop and laugh because the size of flying around, you know, on the two-wheeler. And he was just, his balance was incredible from a very early age.
And Sam, we're embarrassing you now by having you listen to your mother talking like that, I'm sure. But you said before the Tour de France this year that you're just going to enjoy every minute of it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. You know, I went in with different expectations, and a lot changed in the race. And it was a really tough battle I thought I wouldn't be able to fight with Peter Sagan, the three-time world champion. And to be honest, it was extremely painful, but really, really enjoyable. I was talking to another guy, Matteo Trentin, who was also up there in the points classification, and we're talking on the last stage, we're just laughing. Like, it was so difficult, but it was still so enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. And then, what can you tell us about the ultimate winner, this 21-year-old Slovenian, Tadej Pogacar?
Yeah, I mean, I was in the same apartment block as him up until 2 or 3 months ago. We lived in the same building. But he's an incredibly nice guy. Doesn't have a big attitude whatsoever, really humble, down to earth, and he's still like such a kid, but he's just so talented, and it was very well deserved, and I'm delighted for him.
Well, he has the modesty gene like yourself. It's great to talk to you, Sam. Congratulations once again. As I say, we're all proud of you. I know that you've had well wishes from President Michael D. Higgins and many more. So do enjoy them all. Thank you very much indeed.
Hey, thanks very much.
And Helen, I bet you wish you could just have him home.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see them both, Tara and Sam. But, you know, hopefully we'll get to see them at some stage.
Did you always think he was going to make it to this point?
I always did. I spoke of Sam like I knew he had it. I just knew he had it because he's a strong, silent type. And, you know, he used to be on that bike whizzing around. It was just, I had complaints from neighbours that I'd say to Sam, look, I totally get you're going to do this. Even if I ground you, you're still going to do it. Out you go. But don't let the neighbours ring, you know, complain anymore, ring up. But he just won every race he was in practically as a kid. And he just had a super love for it, and that was it. And you have to have a love for it because it's not easy.
I'm sure you worry about him too, though, because sport isn't dangerous, but cycling particularly at the speeds that they go at. And we saw what happened to Chris Froome in the last couple of months with the accident.
Yes, and I remember, you know, I would watch every single race as best I could, and I'd find it on, at the time when it wasn't on the TV, I'd find it on the computer. And I remember Skyping with my friend in Belgium, and they had seconds ahead of me, and there was a crash in the Skilled Prix. And I'll never forget, you know, watching these, and not knowing how he, you know, those moments are difficult. They are, you would be very upset. But that's the sport he chose, and we have to pray for the best.
Well, Helen, it was lovely to talk to you, and our well wishes again for Sam. Our listeners are just getting in touch in their droves to pass on their congratulations to him. And will you tell your daddy, Pat Cashin, that we were asking for him? He's the star of the moment. He really is.
I rang him this morning because I said, Dad, you're on TV. I said, and you're stealing my thunder.
Brilliant.
You've gone viral. And he said, what does that mean?
Well, it was such a lovely moment. Thanks, Helen. Thank you so much for talking to us. And Sam Bennett as well.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.